Do not be afraid. Can you imagine a more audacious offer of hope to a woman who is living in the midst of a famine, which is what's happening in the king's story, who is at her last day, out of hope, out of meal, out of oil? She no longer has her daily bread. This is her last day's bread. For she and her son, this is their last meal. And they are resigned to die. And here comes, you might not have realized this, Sidon is not Israel. It's the enemy territory. Sidon is where the queen Jezebel comes from. And Jezebel brings her god, Baal. And they put it in the temple in Jerusalem. And the rain dries up and the famine starts. And God tells Elijah to leave Israel and go into the enemy land that this queen has come from, and there to be taken care of by a widow. It's that widow, on her last day, resigned to death, who's approached by this man who says, "Do not be afraid." But that truly is the message of God's mission to us. Two members of the parish that are here today were in Albany, Georgia, at diocesan convention the last few days. We returned yesterday, and one of the priests mentioned there that Jesus manifest, the incarnation, is the greatest rescue mission ever. The Word of God made human. The Word of God has been in the world since the beginning. But with Jesus, he becomes one of us. And the widow that Jesus notices, she knew the story of the widow from Kings. She knew the story about the woman who was at the end of her day, the end of her life, who was starving and was resigned to die, and that God sent a messenger to her who said, "Do not be afraid." Same widow. This widow trusted so much. She trusted so much that she put the last of all she had, her two worthless copper coins, into the treasury. Now, this is not a stewardship sermon. You have heard this sermon preached. You have heard the scripture preached as a stewardship sermon. And it's the opposite of that. We are not meant to learn to give everything we have like the widow did, as in her, by her example. Because you better read the line that came before it. The scribes devour widows' houses. The scribes have convinced this woman that she should give everything she has to the point that she has nothing. And they have devoured rapaciously her own means of living. But out of that, God does something astounding. The law of Israel says, take care of the widow and the orphan. Because the widow has no means of living. The orphan, the parentless child, in that culture, has no one. To be a widow is a death sentence. To be a child without parents is a death sentence. Unless people care. Unless people of God care and step in and take care. Jesus doesn't honor her contribution. He honors her faith. He notices her. We notice the one in the robes, the celebrity, the loud voice, the flashy car, the fancy club. We notice the things that everyone else has always noticed. 2 years ago during Advent, we did a very small book by Rowan Williams called Being Christian. The next year we did Being Disciples. And Rowan Williams talks about how Jesus went to the places no one else would go. He went to the people no one wants to be or become or end up like. He went to the homeless. He went to the leper. He went to the poor. And he said, "Do not be afraid, for I am with you and I care." God cares. And God's people are called to care. The whole Gospel of Mark is focused on discipleship. You want to read, it's test case after test case after test case, and failure after failure after failure. Except for this woman, who simply trusted God enough that even though the scribes had taught her the wrong thing to do, she acted out of faith, and Jesus noticed her and points her out to us. And I think that means we need to start noticing. Who are the widows today? Who are the people who do not have the means to live? Who are the orphans? Where do they live? And why aren't we next to them? It's not a stewardship sermon. It's a discipleship sermon. And the one thing that Jesus holds up above all other is that God is with us. And we have nothing to truly fear. We will be afraid, but we have nothing to truly fear. Not death, not anything. Because God's love is surrounding us, leading us, and binding us to one another. It's Veterans Day, but I am more deeply moved by Armistice Day. Can you imagine on Armistice Day the desperation in Europe, the fear in Europe? 100 years ago, total devastation, total depravity, Christians slaughtering Christians over nationalism. It could happen tomorrow. That's where Jesus goes, in the midst of that kind of fear, the midst of that kind of despair, the widow who knows her life is at its end and says, "Do not be afraid. I am with you, I care for you, and I love you, and so will my followers." Amen.